Football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Dribble the ball and kick the ball to score a goal.
He shoots, the ball, he scores, scoring the goals.
Ball to score a goal.
Welcome along to the League Podcast, the League One and League Two edition. We've got Sam Ashu from the72.co.uk on the line. You well, Sam?
Good afternoon. Yes, I am.
You're absolutely racing ahead in the Naps table.
Am I ahead now? I didn't think I was ahead.
Miles ahead.
Am I?
Pete's gone backwards. I've just stayed rubbish. Really, I've been relatively consistent in my Naps. I'm on minus £50. I got to minus 30 and then I've dropped back again. Pete is now in the red as well. He's on minus £1.18 and you are plus £61.
Oh.
People who follow some Naps tables, we give the stake as well. So the stake is included. Lose your stake. It's down, all done to a tenner stake. So you lose your stake if you lose a bet. But if you win a bet, you get your stake. So at £61, you're in profit. Because that's what would happen normally if you're
a
punter.
All I can say is, Lee, up the blades.
Yes.
Up the blades.
Yeah, no. Pete did mention that on the Championship version. I'll let you go listen to find out what he says. We're going to look at six games from League One and League Two in this podcast, and let's crack on with it straight away. With League One, where we find Rochdale at home to Preston. Rochdale are 21-10. The price for the draw is 21-10 as well. And Preston North End are priced up at 7-5 in this game. Well, Preston are second, of course, 2 points behind Bristol City. Rochdale currently in ninth position on 23 points, just 3 points off Sheffield United, who occupy the sixth spot in the division. Rochdale had a little bit of an iffy spell, a few games where they couldn't win a game, including the Johnson's Paint Trophy. But league form has been pretty solid. Two back-to-back away wins, winning at Swindon 3-2 and Yeovil 3-0. So scoring goals and doing well, particularly that Swindon result. Yeah, they're just behind Preston, so they haven't got any worry about going away. You just wonder what they can do at home against this Preston team, who are just winning everything at the moment. They've won 8 games straight now, Sam.
Well, I mean, we chatted a little bit about Preston last week, and I just said that it might be time to look at potentially looking at a Preston to win the league, you know, because now if you look at their position, they're a couple of points off Bristol City with a game in hand. And the word really to describe Preston at the moment is momentum. You know, as Bristol City are perhaps, and I'm not going to be too unkind to them, tailing off a little bit, Preston have just come into their own over the past couple of months, really. And of course, like I said last week, and the manager in Simon Grayson, he's already got 3 League One promotions to his name. And that is some going, because that is a manager who just knows this league inside out.
4-6 for promotion, and they're 11-4 to win the title.
So. Well, there you go, and that's probably about right, really. It's about fair, because if you look at the players that they've got, the way they're playing, the goals that they're scoring, Joe Garner in particular, of course, scored that hat-trick to save them when they were 2-0 down early on to Fleetwood, came out in the second half, scored 3 second-half goals. You know, it's not, like we always say in football, it's not about the results you get when you're playing well. It's when you're not playing so well. And, of course, at half-time, losing 2-0 to Fleetwood, you could perhaps argue that that was the case, and they've turned that round. And they'll probably be quite confident going into this one. Of course, they had that 2-0 win against Leyton Orient as well, which we know Leyton Orient's home form isn't great, but still a good solid win on a midweek night as well. So it's a tricky one to predict, because Rochdale have been a bit of a surprise package this season, really. Of course, went on that great run through September. Struggled a little bit through October, really. If you look at their, I mean, they're 17th. If you take just home results this season, they'd be 17th in the table. So, like you mentioned, away form's been great, home form not so good. And, you know, I'll go back to Preston and just say that the way that they're playing is, Simon Grayson talked a few weeks ago about getting this sort of second killer goal and not actually killing games off like the killer goal would do, because it was important for them that they were going ahead in games and occasionally giving away a lead, and actually it's important to get that second goal just to put the game out of reach. And because of that, because of what they've done and the results they've had in that, of course, winning 8 games in all competitions, averaging 2.5 goals per game in the last 9 games, over which half of which have been by a 2-goal margin. Because of those stats, I lean towards the Preston -1 handicap at 10-3. It's a little bit out there because Rochdale are a decent side. It's not like Preston are playing someone in the relegation zone or anything. But I still think it's a good price just because of some of the results that Preston have had recently. I mean, if you look at them, the 2-0 against Port Vale, 2-0 against Leyton Orient, 4-2 against Colchester, 2-0 against Coventry, you know, 2-0 against Crawley as well. So they are prone to winning by 2-goal margins. They do like playing like that. So the Preston -1 handicap at 10-3, as I said, it's a little bit out there, but I like it. I really do.
Yeah, nice. Notts County versus Walsall is the next game that we're going to have a look at. Notts County are priced up at 17-10. The draw is 21-10, and Walsall are 17-10 as well. Let's have a look at their respective league positions. Well, Notts County are fourth in the table with 26 points, and Walsall are 18th in the table with 15 points. Begs the question, why are they both 17-10? I'm sure Sam's going to answer that question for us.
I'm not going to answer it because I don't know, but it's a question that I've certainly been asking, and actually, looking on Twitter as well, people are this price is getting out there, to say the least. A lot of people are obviously thinking about the weekend Ackers, and they're thinking, who shall I add in? They're looking at League One table and they're thinking, hang on a minute, Notts County fourth in the league, second in the form table, by the way, if you take the last 6 matches. Only Preston, like we mentioned, are ahead of them in that respect. Why is that price 17-10?
And one away win in 15 away in 15 league matches as well.
Yeah, look, Walsall beat Chesterfield, but Chesterfield are going on a really barren run at the moment, and they've lost. Apart from that, they've lost 3 out of the last 4. Yet to win away from home this season as well. I can't understand this price. I'm trying to look to see if Notts County have got any injuries, but As far as I'm aware, the main players have been able to play for them. Gary Thompson, Zelly Ismail, who will come to shortly. It's not like there's any sort of main injuries, so I honestly can't understand it. And I think if Notts County carry on the way they're going, you're going to see, well, soon enough, when they play at home, you're going to see odds against prices. So what I would say is, just look, simply get on Notts County at 17-10. This is probably your value bet in the Football League, or perhaps across English football this weekend, because, like we said, Walsall are yet to win away from home this season. In Tom Bradshaw, they've got a decent striker, no doubt about that, scored 6 goals this season. But they are relying quite heavily on him this season, really. And I just don't really rate them as a team. What I've seen of them, and admittedly, I've not seen them live this season, so, you know, Walsall fans, if you think any different, feel free to let me know. But from the highlights that I've seen and the match reports that I've read, they just don't seem to be that sort of exciting. If you look at some of the results, they've lost 2-1, 1-0 to Crewe, 1-0 to Crawley. Yes, they beat Chesterfield 1-0, but still, they're hardly the highest scoring of games as well. So Notts County at 17-10, in my opinion, you've got to jump on that. Yeah. We don't say that too often in terms of, you know, we don't like to use the term banker, and I won't on this one, but it's just an incredible price. Another price I quite like is, and I mentioned him earlier, Zelly Ismail. Now, he's a player that he plays for Wolves. He was on loan at Burton last season, did really well. Notts County, having just stayed up in League One, managed to snap him up on loan from Wolves. And he's come out and he's done really, really well. He's been one of Notts County's best players in the matches that he's played so far this season. He's actually come out this week and he said that he's happy to, I mean, his contract runs out, his loan deal runs out in January, but he's happy to extend that. I think he understands just how well Wolves are doing at the moment and how many wingers they've got. And that actually, he's really enjoying his football. He scored 2 in 3. He's their joint top scorer, having scored 4 goals this season, along with Gary Thompson. And I just think that any time price of 9-4, bearing in mind that I do fancy Notts County to score a few this weekend, Zelly Ismail anytime at 9-4, I think, is a really nice price as well. So you've got 2 really nice prices there, particularly the 17-10 Notts County win. But Zelly Ismail anytime at 9-4 is one I like too.
Let's have a look at Bristol City versus Oldham next. Bristol City are priced up at 11 to 10. The draw is 23 to 10. And Oldham, the outsiders of the three eventualities, at 5 to 2. Bristol City, of course, top of the table. 2 points clear of Preston. Oldham Athletic, though, have been doing very well over the last six games or so. And they've had a good season, full stop, really. I mean, they went through that spell where there were quite a lot of draws, but there's no way anyone would be negative about that at the club. That would be seen as a positive, unbeaten run. And they've since started to win more games as well now. So having a good season and converting the draws into wins of late, Sam.
Yeah, well, you mentioned positivity, and that is one thing that sort of is the shining light from Oldham. Lee Johnson, if you look at his interviews, he always talks about positivity and this sort of dare to dream mantra that, whilst it might be a little cheesy, is obviously working because of the way they're playing. And, of course, in Jonathan Forter, they've got a very good striker there. He's second top scorer in the league, having scored 11 league goals. Only Owen Doyle, who scored 14, has scored more. That just tells you a little bit. And they did really well to sign Forter, by the way, coming in from Southampton to get he didn't make many appearances for them, but to get a Premier League striker in at League One level, sort of mid-table League One level from where Oldham were last season as well, was a decent signing, and he's had a bit of a career rejuvenation, if you like. So he's done really well. It's an interesting game, this one, because, like you mentioned, Oldham have done really well lately. In Bristol City, they've had two all draws lately. The 2-2 draw to Bradford City and the 2-2 draw away to Barnsley. Not the worst results in the world, but perhaps just, and like I mentioned earlier, I don't want to say they're going through a slump or anything like that. I think that's a little harsh, but tailing off a little bit. And they'll be, you know, when you are top of the league and people are betting on you every week or talking about you every week, writing articles, that pressure seems, you know, you will feel a bit of pressure, and, you know, everyone does expect them to win this division. So it's a tricky one. But Oldham, like I said, mentioned the League One form guide. They're third in the League One form guide based on the last six games, won three out of their last four. And what I do like about them as well, that apart from their loss to Preston earlier in the season, they're unbeaten against sides in the top half. Swindon, Fleetwood, Notts County, Peterborough, Chesterfield and Bradford. They're all unbeaten, or even better, have actually got wins against some of those sides as well. So it's not like they've had to play teams all around the relegation zone or something like that. They have played some good teams this season and have come out unscathed. So, of course, they're playing another good one in Bristol City. But I just think it's about goals here, Lee. I really do. If we look at the both teams to score, yes, and over 2.5 goals has landed on the last 13 of 15 occasions, if you add up both these teams' matches so far this season. It's landed on 7 out of 8 occasions for Bristol City in the matches that they've played so far, and it's landed on 6 out of 7 matches that Oldham have played so far. So it's just a case of we're seeing both these teams score goals and concede goals as well. It's great fun for the league. It's brilliant for the neutral. Probably not great for the heart rate of both these fans. But still, I just think we're looking at another both teams to score, yes, and over 2.5 goals at 11 to 10. Now, considering this bet would have landed on the last 13 of 15 occasions between matches of these two sides have played, I just think that's a great bet. I really do.
Yeah.
And quickly, the other one that I lean to as well is actually Oldham draw no bet at 6-5, because I just think whilst Bristol City might be feeling the pressure a little bit and we know that they can concede goals, Oldham are going really, really well at the moment, and I think the draw no bet at 6-4 is an equally good price as well. So should be a really good game. I think it'll be one of the best games in the Football League. We've got manager Lee Johnson going back to his old club. Of course, his dad, Gary Johnson, used to manage Bristol City. And we've got other players as well, like Liam Kelly, James Wilson, Brian Wilson and George Alekobi have all played at Bristol City as well. They're going back to their old club. So a lot of little stories here and a couple of good bets to have, I think, as well.
Yeah, looks good, that, actually. Your nap comes in this division. Do you want to give it out now?
Yeah, I'll give it out now.
Yeah, why not?
I'm excited about it, mainly because it's just lately it seems to be working. And, when you've got a bet that's working, you tend to stick with it until it loses, really. And that's what I'm going to do. So We've mentioned Sheffield United a few times on this podcast, and mainly because just of how sort of interesting their form is, to be honest. It's just a ridiculous amount of second half goals that they've scored. We're now up to 19 of 22 goals in all competitions have been in the second half. It's a crazy, crazy statistic. There's other good stats that you can look around. You can have a look on the 72's Twitter, something like that, that will tell you, certainly from midweek, just how crazy their away form is as well. But of course, they're playing at home this weekend. And I just go with it again. Sheffield United, first goal to be 46th minute or over. So that's anything. So essentially, we're talking Sheffield United's first goal to be in the second half is 2-1. And, you know, for the amount of goals that they are scoring in the second half, this bet is landing consistently. So 2-1 for that price. I just can't look past it. I really can't.
It's first goal, Sheffield United first goal after the 46th minute, 2-1.
Yeah, that's it. You make it sound much more simpler than I do.
Pete's bet is in the Championship, as ever. I'll just give you that one now. Mine comes in League Two, so I'll wait till Sam's previewed the League Two games before giving you it. But Pete goes Bolton plus a goal at 13-10. Let's move on to League Two. Then Exeter versus Luton's our first port of call. Exeter 9-5, Luton 8-5, and 21-10. The price for the draw. Luton top of the table by a point from Wickham. Exeter down in 10th, 8 points behind Luton. They're not the most consistent of teams, but what they have done is upset the apple cart a couple of times recently. They beat Bury and beat Wickham. You just wonder if they can upset Luton here as well, don't you?
Well, they have, and it's something that I've taken into consideration. Well, I've tried to take it into consideration. What it has done is put me off the Luton outright price, because, like you say, a couple of upsets in there, and they are a bit of an unpredictable team. And I tell you what, Paul Tisdale, the manager of Exeter, who's been there quite a while now, I think he's done a brilliant job. I really do. When this side came into the division this year, sorry, they didn't come into the division, they were already in the division, but when they started the season, they'd had a number of players, I think it was 6 or 7 players, that had got ill on their pre-season tour of Brazil. Quite seriously ill, in terms of not just being out for a week, we're talking out for a month or two. As well as that, they had a transfer embargo to deal with. They haven't got the biggest of wage bills anyway, so they weren't able to bring any players in. They had a very small squad. It wasn't the greatest of starts to the season. And after they lost to Mansfield, there was actually a petition from some of the Exeter fans to say, can we have a new manager, please? Because Paul Tisdale isn't doing a good enough job. Now, he's certainly turned that around. Some great results, like you mentioned. To be in the top half of this division under the pressure that he's been under, I think he's done one of the best jobs in the division, without a doubt. But he is facing a bang-in-form Luton side, who have now won 7 out of 7. And in a player in Mark Cullen, who's now scored 4 in 3 matches, 4 goals in 3 matches, including that perfect hat-trick against Dagenham that I mentioned last week, that was very, very impressive, they've got themselves a goal scorer. And that was perhaps what they might have been lacking at the start of the season. Of course, they got rid of Andre Gray, who scored goals for fun in the conference last season. He went to Brentford. And you thought at first, this 4-5-1 that John Steele's playing looks a little bit too defensive, not scoring quite enough goals. And, OK, they're not winning games 4-5-6-0. They're having to scrape through sometimes, but they are winning them. And what I like about them as well is that they're early starters. If you look at their matches, they've been leading at half-time 5 out of the last 6 occasions. That's fairly comprehensive, and that just shows you... I mean, we mentioned Sheffield United a minute ago, and how slow they are to start games. Luton are almost the opposite here. So I'm going to go with Luton to be leading at half-time at 11-5. I just think the 7-5 price of the outright is perhaps a little bit too short, just because of the unpredictability of Exeter. But I just think Luton to be leading at half-time at 11-5 is a good price. And, you know, you don't have to necessarily... Luton don't have to win the game overall for you to win this bet.
Yeah.
So, I like that.
Nice. Let's go to Portsmouth next. They're playing Carlisle at home. It's 5-4 for Pompey to win this one, 23-10 for Carlisle, and 11-5 the draw. Hell of a journey for Carlisle to make down to the south coast. They're 20th, 5 points behind Pompey. Only one win now in the last 8 games for Pompey, though. Four draws. And there is a Johnson's Paint Trophy match in there as well. Did beat Stevenage, but then couldn't back it up and went to Shrewsbury and lost 2-1 at Carlisle. 2 wins, both at home in the league in the last 4, but have lost 2 games in between as well. Interestingly, lost 1-0 to Plymouth when they went down there. Portsmouth need a win here, don't they, Sam?
They do. They really do. Like you say, one win in eight, it's not really good enough. There's a lot of positivity at Portsmouth now. Of course, they've managed to sort of settle their debts and they can finally start thinking about building towards the future. And as you start thinking about building towards the future, you know, there is a bit more of a pressure on the pitch to get the results. You know, over the last 3 or 4 years, you know, when they've been in the Championship or even League One, you know, they might have lost 5 out of 7 games or something, but no one really raised any eyebrows because they knew what the position, the difficulties that they had both on the pitch and off the pitch. So now that they have balanced the books, you know, and will start to think about building, there's a bit of pressure there on Andy Orford to start producing some results, and they've not really done that. I wouldn't say that they've had the toughest of fixtures as well, really. If you look at some of the matches that they've played, started off by playing Exeter. They've played the likes of Dagenham, Hartlepool, York, Northampton, Mansfield. Okay, they lost 3-0 to Bury, but still, the games that they've had, a lot of them, and I take into account the Shrewsbury loss as well, a very difficult place to go and play. But, you know, it's not like they've had the hardest of fixtures this season. They failed to beat Newport, failed to beat Wickham, which is, okay, a difficult one, and failed to beat Mansfield all at home. So I wonder here, I think Carlisle can get something out of the game. Since Keith Curl's come in, they've won 4 out of 6. They've done really well. And their losses that they've had were to away at Plymouth, which is a very, very tough place to go and play. That's a long journey as well, by the way, but Plymouth are doing really well at home. And against Burton Albion, who, you know, are challenging for promotion this season. So the losses that they've had, those 2 losses in the last 6 games that Keith Curl has been there, have been to decent sides. They're playing well. They're averaging nearly 10 corners in the last 4 games as well. So they are really going for the games. And a player in Derek Asamoah, who's come in, he's scored 2 in 2 now. Now, he's 33 years old, this player. He's a very interesting one. I remember him as a Lincoln City fan. I remember him back in the days of 2005-06 season when he came and signed for us. I think he signed for about £10,000. And we thought he was going to be the next Pele. He only played 35 times. He went on loan to Chester. He went to Shrewsbury, then he went abroad and started playing for some strange teams, started playing for Lokomotiv Sofia, Pohang Steelers, Daegu FC in South Korea as well. But he's come back to England. He looks really settled now. He's 15-8 any time, which might be worth a look in terms of any time scorers. Because Carlisle haven't really had a reliable scorer this season. He's a sort of second striker / winger. And he's hit a bit of form. So 15-8 might be worth a look for him for the any time price. But yeah, I think Carlisle can get something here, and I think the Carlisle draw no bet at 11-8. It's been slightly clipped in, but I think it's still a decent price. Draw no bet at 11-8. I think they can get something out of this game, and of course, if it's a draw, you get your money back as well. So 11-8, I like that price, and I just think Portsmouth are struggling. And what I will say is that bookies all over the country, I think, they tend to just look at Portsmouth and the stadium that they play at and the fact that they manage to fill it every week. You know, we're talking 15, 16, 17,000 fans. And they just think, yeah, Portsmouth at home, it's a very difficult place to go and play football because you're playing against a big crowd, a lot bigger than what you'd be normally used to. But that, you know, it's almost like the teams are raising their game, if you like, when they're going to play at Fratton Park. And yeah, 11-8 for the draw no bet is a price that I like in Carlisle's favour.
Let's have a look at the final game of the 6, Hartlepool versus Newport. 21-10, the team from the northeast. 21-10 the draw and 7-5 for Newport in this one. Newport are 7th, 23 points on the board. Hartlepool rock bottom with just 11 points from their 24 games. Same points as Tranmere, just a point behind York. The only win of any note recently was the 2-1 win at Exeter, and the previous win to that was way back on the 6th of September at home to Shrewsbury Town. So in all sorts of bother, Hartlepool. The home form The last five or six games, they've won one, drawn two, but lost the last couple against Luton and Carlisle. The Carlisle one would be more worrying than the Luton one, of course. Newport, unbeaten at home or away in the last four. And their away form isn't too shabby either. Don't score many goals, don't concede many away from home, Newport. So Hartlepool will be looking to keep it tight as well here, won't they?
Yeah, and I think you're onto something with the bet that I'm going to put up, Lee, with that one. Because, like you say, Newport, they're doing well. But in the last six matches, it's either been 1-0 or 0-0. So, yeah, not scoring many. And the away form isn't bad, but they have only won twice away from home this season. So It's a sort of mid-table form, really, in terms of, you know, the away table, if you like. And, of course, Hartlepool, who are, like you say, rock bottom of the league, they've got the worst home record in League Two. They've only taken 5 points at home this season. And they're just really, really struggling to score goals. They've got Marlon Harewood, who people, of course, will know about from his Premier League days, particularly for West Ham. And they've got a player in Charlie Wyke as well, who's scored 4 goals this season. But it's just not enough. There's no goals coming from the midfield, really. No goals coming from the defence either, which is perhaps a little less surprising. But they're just not scoring. They've not managed to score a goal 8 of 15 times this season. And they haven't scored more than one goal 12 of 15 times this season. So that just gives you, there's the stats to back up the fact that, you know, that what we're seeing is just a lack of goals. So this game, to me, screams unders. And I don't like to put up too many unders bets because, you know, you want goals. You want, you know, as a punter, as a neutral, you want to be back in the goals. But on this one, I think it's an opportunity to get on a bit of value because under 1.5 goals is 21-10. And I'll just reiterate the Newport statistic particularly. Doing well, yes, but the last six matches that they've played have either been 1-0 or 0-0. So that's Newport's end. And then we know the struggles that Hartlepool have in terms of scoring goals. So under 1.5 goals, simple enough, 21-10 is my shout in that one, Lee.
Yeah, fair dues. My nap then, it's going back to the first game that that Sam previewed in League 2, Exeter versus Luton. Pretty simple one, both teams to score. This one, 4-5 I'm going for. My tactic is still to try and claw back some money to get myself into the black. 100% of Exeter's home games have featured both teams to score. The percentage is a little bit less on Luton Town, but the joint average is around the 71% mark. Well, 4-5 obviously isn't... doesn't give you a 71% chance of winning it, more around the 55% chance of winning it. So I like the odds on that one. As Sam was saying, could be goals in that. Exeter have scored, you know, two against Bury and two against Wickham. So I'm going to trust them to at least score one against Luton, and Luton to score an away goal as well. So the three naps are Pete's going for Bolton plus a goal. In his nap in the Championship, and the price for that was 13-10. I'm going Exeter and Luton, both teams to score at 4-5, and Sam is going for Sheffield United's first goal to be after the 46th minute at 2-1. Sounds good. Sounds a nice little treble, should it land?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a very interesting weekend of Football League action, that's for sure.
Yeah, you can hear Sam on In Play Radio on Saturday. You can read some of his stuff and his colleague's stuff on the 72.co.uk as well. Loads of articles on there, just been flicking through it, actually. I like the What's Next for the Sorry Blues. No Birmingham fan will like the screen grab that's on the picture there. It's the scoreboard when Bournemouth went there 8-0.
We haven't actually had any comments about it.
No, I don't know.
I think they're just... there's positivity around St Andrews now that the old boy Gary Rowett's come back in, I think.
So, yeah.
A few maybe happy, positive Blues fans, and maybe a little bit more positivity on the horizon than what perhaps that article gives off.
Check out the website, the72.co.uk. Thanks, Sam.
Always a pleasure. Good luck to everyone having a bet this weekend.
Cheers, mate. We are back next week with more of the same. If you want to check out the Championship podcast, it's available in the same place. This is at the72.co.uk. It's also on williamhill.com/podcasts. It's on Audio Boom, or if you go to iTunes and search William Hill Football Podcasts, you can subscribe there and they get delivered to your phone, your tablet or your PC every single week. Thanks for listening. And as Sam said, if you're having a bet on anything this week, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.